Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yes, year 2017, July 4th, coming up, and we are celebrating a new era, folks. We got a new president, and his name is Donald J. Trump, and he's the 45th president of the United States of America. July 4th coming up this week, and we're celebrating America. That means Republicans, Democrats, Independents. We can thank our founding fathers, founding mothers, those who made America happen. It was not the norm. Folks, if you don't believe there's a divine intervention in America becoming free and independent, then you haven't read about what happened so many times. It could easily have slipped away. But men willing to hang, men willing to be declared treason to the king and death if they were caught, and strung up if they had lost, they came together and put together the Declaration of Independence. Before that happened, it didn't just happen all at once in the Second Continental Congress. There was a First Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia. And they prayed on their knees, wondering what to do. Would they declare independence? But they came back for the Second Continental Congress. And the firebrand, Samuel Adams, not John Adams who became president, but his cousin Samuel Adams, he instituted such a cry for freedom. And people declare him to be the father of American independence. And so much happened. And that's why we celebrate the 4th of July as a special show celebrating a new president of the United States. Though the media is trying to torpedo him, we're going to celebrate our new president on the first 4th of July. He gets to celebrate as president of the United States. And let me tell you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you for this special July 4th week celebration show. And let's kick it off with a little America from Ray Charles.
America.
Folks, I have to say, I believe our gold is being refined now. You have to go through challenges. Conservatives have met many challenges for 8 years. For 8 years. And as a part of that, I knew, like many of you knew, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was smoke and mirrors. It would not work. We said it would not work. Even when we just had a little chance to read the bill before Nancy Pelosi said we had to pass it to know what's in it. What a ridiculous concept. And now I just have to tell you, we're so close, and I hope the Republicans can get together. And because of that 51 vote threshold in the United States Senate, it will be tough to get this all the way through, but it has to be done. It has to begin, and it is a journey, folks. We've been on a long journey. Sometimes we thought Obama would never leave the White House, and now we have a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican in the White House. So start the journey. Get something passed. It may not be the perfect bill, but it has to pass, and it has to begin. And then let's work on getting a filibuster-proof Senate and really work on it. But we got to get something done. Don't leave town before the end of this year, before Obamacare is repealed and replaced, and get it as best we can, and then come back and work on it again. But we're talking about America that's seen so many challenges. And as you know, it's unprecedented how the press went after Donald Trump. No honeymoon period at all. Just went after him by the throat. There's people out there who want him impeached. They want him out of power. But I think they envy his power because they once had power, the left, and now they won't do anything to get back into power. What kind of trap are they laying? Is Comey and the special prosecutor, of special investigator Robert Mueller, plotting together? Would they do something like that? Well, they're old-time friends. Who knows? But I do know this. We have someone in the White House who's not afraid to be politically incorrect. And you know, we may not ever get this opportunity again to have somebody in the presidency like Donald Trump who will speak his mind, and he can be obtuse sometimes. But I love him for it. We got a fighter in the White House. So on this July 4th special show, we have some things we want to talk about, and that includes, where do we go from here? Well, Trump is in the White House. Republicans must get tax reform and Obamacare, getting rid of Obamacare, done. It's got to be done. So please, our Republican friends in the Senate and the House, get it done for the American people. 4th of July is be a good time this week to see how we can get it all together and get this done for the end of the year. Don't drag it on, and don't make us wonder. If we do, we may have to find somebody that can challenge these incumbents in a primary. But please, please look to America's future and make sure we, like President Trump has said, Obamacare is a disaster, and we got to get rid of it. We have to get rid of it for the sake of the American people. Now, I want you to listen to something from Mark Levin, the conservative radio and now television, on his own television, internet television show. Mark Levin, he was in the Reagan administration. He knows the law in so many cases, and he's found something that he put out last week that I think every American should listen to. So we're going to take a couple minutes to listen to the commentator Mark Levin, a clip from his show. Take a listen.
Both have concluded that the official policy of the Department of Justice, so this spans 44 years, is that a sitting president of the United States cannot be indicted. Whether I agree with that position or not is quite beside the point. So all this talk about whether Trump personally is under investigation for obstruction of justice, or whether Trump violated the law, it will never go to court. Certainly not while he's president of the United States. If Robert Mueller should seek to indict Donald Trump, a sitting president, in the end, the Supreme Court will throw it out. And day in and day out, and day in and day out, we hear about obstruction of justice, and did he obstruct justice? No, he didn't obstruct justice. He was free to do what he did. But all this constant, endless attempt to criminalize what Trump did is utter and complete nonsense. As a matter of law, as a matter of constitutional law, and that it's the institutional position of the Department of Justice. So what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on here, what I said the other day. Mueller's investigation, to the extent it involves Trump himself, has as its purpose to lay a predicate or pretext, if you will, for impeachment. And that's not that man's job. He's way out of line. We hear earlier today that he hasn't made up his mind whether to investigate the president for obstruction of justice. Why would he investigate the president for obstruction of justice if the president can't be charged in an indictable offense with obstructing justice, in addition to the fact that as a constitutional matter, the president, even if everything James Comey said is true, and it's not, he's not able to obstruct justice, certainly not here. Comey's notes don't say that Trump ordered him or directed him to stop any investigation. That was his after-the-fact analysis after his ass was fired, and he became disgruntled and humiliated. That's not what his notes say. The memo, or parts of it, that he leaked to his law professor buddy, who in turn leaked it to the New York Times, does not say what Comey testified to. But we get hung up on that. We get hung up on Dershowitz's point. We get hung up on this point and the other point. The key is, according to the Department of Justice, over the last 44 years, a president of the United States cannot be indicted.
Now, Mark Levin is smart. I wish we could see him in the Trump administration. Mark Levin is smart. Smart. And wow, did he not pinpoint some things that you won't ever hear on the mainstream media? And I'm glad he put it on his show. I wanted you to hear that and go to his show and listen to the whole thing. But he really laid this out, and he talked about it with Hannity on Fox News. And this is something that America needs to hear. And you heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And now, on the second half of the show, we got a real treat for you in just a minute. What can we do to celebrate the 4th of July? Well, we're going to go back to November 8th last year, and election night, the day after, and we got some of the Hillary supporters, again, just bringing up on July 4th to celebrate President Trump being our 45th president of the United States on his first July 4th, time to celebrate America. We just have to remember why all this torpedoing by the elitist is coming at Donald Trump. We have to remember that night, what a surprise it was. And so we got some clips to help remind you of that as we end up the show in the second half. Before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And we have a book out. I have several books out, but you can go to my website, docholliday.org. That's Holiday of two L's. If you want to, you can go on the front page right here on Web Talk Radio of this show, and you can see a picture of the book. Click on that picture. It'll take you right to my website. We'd love for you to order a book. There's two or three that you can look at. We got Bedrock Truths that I wrote along with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and also Dr. Alex McFarland. It's eight principles that America needs now to stand strong. Bedrock Truths. Also, we got a new book called A Biblical Case for Israel. Now, it's not all my book. It's a book I got a chapter in. Love to get you a copy of that. You can order that on my website. And go back, even back to Tea Party days. We even got some books we had back then and would love for you to order those books. Go right ahead, docholliday.org. We appreciate all the support and help. Many of you got the books, and that helps keep us on the air. So please, if you haven't got a book, you can order it right now. Now, on the second half of the show, like I said, we're going to just run this clip. You can get on YouTube, hear the whole thing, but I cut down some of it. But I wanted you to hear some of the voices right after Donald Trump won November 8th. What a night to remember in rock-splitting politics. And, you know, I've said it, the biggest rock I've seen in my lifetime split when Donald Trump became president-elect on November 8th. I mean, it was just hilarious to see Hillary supporters down in the dumps. And I just have to say, what a night it was. Let's celebrate here on July 4th. Take a listen to some of the left-wing comments, and then we'll end up the show. You have a happy 4th of July, a great week of freedom. Let's never waver in supporting more freedom, more liberty, and let's get this country back on the move, back in the groove. Let's help make America great again. Take a listen. What happened when the 45th president of the United States was selected constitutionally, mind you, and elected by the people of the United States of America.
I have to live with it.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now.
Anybody but Donald Trump. Anyone.
Oh, wow. For the Trump presidency, brace for impact. New York Times now saying the chance of a Trump presidency is 92%.
This is the time for real wisdom. Lightning round.
If Trump wins, how about 5 minutes?
Well, America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
Everybody is crying and so upset. And it is the end of their world.
Feels like the end of the world.
We were on Lifetime last night.
Right.
And I was slowly getting drunk is what happened to me.
How do we explain how this is possible?
How did this happen? Experienced politician versus racist fake gynecologist.
Get your abortions now.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
This is a different earth today than it was 24 hours ago. It's a different place. Because it just is different.
The woman who President Obama called the most qualified person ever to run for the White House couldn't break through. The question remains, who can?
Deeper concerns tonight that the world's shining light of democracy has gone dark.
Decency lost last night, and that's what's so hurtful about this.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
I kind of push back against the advancement of African Americans, of Hispanics, of women, of Muslim Americans.
It is a mourning moment for those people, and it is a moment filled with fear.
Because I'm on this network and people know my attitudes about things. They come up to me and they're scared, depressed, despair, desperate even. Almost clinging to me.
It was a rough night for everybody, yeah. I think. We're worried. The people are worried, you know. Okay, he's the president. Now what?
It feels like we're trying to avoid the apocalypse, and half of the country is voting for the asteroid.
Is there a doomsday plan for a time like this? Am I right to ask about a doomsday plan? Do you see this as a doomsday scenario?
So if Donald Trump is democratically elected and your son is serving as a Marine, you wouldn't trust his life under that commander-in-chief? And Kane said, I wouldn't. That's a pretty extraordinary thing to say. If you have a son in the Marine Corps and that you don't trust the commander-in-chief, the people in the military defend the Constitution.
I can't put a happy face on that. And that's my job.
This is the first time throughout this entire race where I genuinely do not understand how America can be this disorganized or this hateful.
How do you govern when your whole campaign was built on the hatred of somebody else?
From slavery to, you know, Nazism, we have faced challenges before to who we are as a people.
Plus the Supreme Court, who knows where that's going to go. So the only checks and balances we have are us, The View.
How are you supposed to be able to handle the country?
To the best ad campaign, the best ground game. This is a shot against meritocracy, I think, because she merited everything. The normal way you standardize these things, she did what she's supposed to do to win.
You know, she was Hillary Clinton, the most qualified candidate, the best suited for the job, the best temperament. Now we're hearing not a good candidate.
History is put on hold yet again.
We have no idea who won.
And to cover our bases, we taped two different show opens. First up, here's the outcome I'm hoping for. Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. But just in case the unthinkable has happened and Donald Trump is our new president, the show open would look something like this. Oh, hello.
Guys, I know today has been a crazy day. Some people are sad, some people are scared and nervous about things for a while. So I hope that no matter how you're feeling, you can turn on the Tonight Show and we'll be here to spread some joy and put a smile on your face. That's what we try to do.
I may be one of the cameras. This.
There's no way around it. This is what it feels like when America is made great again. I was wondering, and I was really hoping it would feel better because this.
If you're like me, the implications of this have been hitting you in waves. One minute you're numb, and the next minute you realize that Donald Trump, this man, will soon have access to the nuclear codes.
It was a rough night for everybody, I think. We're worried. The people are worried, you know? Okay, he's the president, now what?
And I think, I guess the message that I want to, like, spread out to other women is exactly what you're saying, is not to give up. Sorry, I hate fucking crying on camera, but is not to give up because this is so important and it's easy to...
Anybody but Donald Trump! Anyone! We are not gonna be okay.
You are this close to handing Trump ultimate power on this planet! Are you insane, you pathetic losers?
Do I have to tell them not to be afraid? They're afraid.
And I do want to say that I've been very vocal for my support for everyone besides Donald Trump. Heavily supported Bernie, heavily supported Hillary. And I still think that in her lifetime she deserves to be the first female president. And that's what makes me so sad.
People have spoken. Donald Trump will be the next president, the 45th president of the United States. And it will be up to him to set up a team. Those who didn't vote for him have to recognize that that's how democracy works. That's how this system operates.
What is the percentage? What is the percentage?
49.8, 2.5 points, 2.4 point lead for Hillary.
She has a 2.4 point lead. Everybody.
Yes.
Don't panic. She's here comes Hillary. And just what's on the board, Ben?
Well, Hillary Clinton has scored 21 straight points.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you one more thing here. By the way, right now, you want to talk about early results? Mississippi leaning Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
New York. Clinton.
Donald Trump has lost his home state.
He lost his home state.
Yeah. How can he possibly win? Okay, I feel better about Florida than I do about Virginia. 61% chance of winning
this
for Donald Trump.
This is insane.
We got
87% chance that the Republicans are going to keep the Senate, in which case they would have Trump, the Senate, and the House.
And the Supreme Court.
Oh, and all the Supreme Court.
And the Supreme Court.
Wow. We won't switch it over for the first time in an entire generation to liberal.
Okay, guys, man, it's doomsday scenario here. Have Trump at 64% chance of winning.
Jesus.
Yeah. So we're in bad, bad shape.
And you got fooled by a simpleton who uses simple sentences that appeal to you. I don't think America realizes that if this guy wins, we're in a world of trouble, every single one of us, including the people who voted against their best interests tonight.
Oh, wow. For the Trump presidency, brace for impact. New York Times now saying the chance of a Trump presidency is 92%. Brace for impact.
That's right, all you never-Trumpers, brace for impact. He's president of the United States. It's July 4th. What a way to celebrate, to go back and remember that amazing night, November 8th, 2016. We're in 2017. We are in the era of Donald Trump. And the past, what's worked in the past, just may not work in the future. Democrats, I think you found that out in the four special elections where you poured in millions of dollars, tried to knock off a Republican, and didn't happen. So work hard, folks. Conservatives, those who love freedom, those who want more liberty, more freedom, let's roll up our shirt sleeves. Let's get her done. God bless you. God bless America. See you next week for another great show right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics on WebTalkRadio.net.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.